സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 144 വേഴ്സ് 30.
ബുദ്ധ്യാദൌ സത്യുപാദൌ ച തഥാ സത്യവിശേഷതം യസ്യ ചേദാത്മനോ ജ്ഞാതം തസ്യ കാര്യം കഥം ഭവേത്.
ജ്ഞാനി ഈസ് ദ വൺ ഹു നോസ് ദാറ്റ് I am a mixture of lower self and higher self. This lower self is called Ahankara, mind plus Pratibimba Chaitanyam is called Ahankara. Mind plus Pratibimba Chaitanyam or reflected consciousness is called Ahankara. This Ahankara alone is known as Jivaha. In some places we call it this Ahankara ego or Jivaha, the Vyavaharika Jivaha, lower self or lower I. And Jnani knows that there is higher I also, original consciousness. This reflected consciousness, Ahankara, who is known as Jivaha, is called reflected consciousness or Pratibimba Chaitanyam, lower self. Whereas there is another OC separate from this RC, higher self, Sakshi Chaitanyam, that is Bimba Chaitanyam, higher self. Jnani knows very clearly. How he became a Jnani? By attending classes, studying Gita, Upanishad, Prakarana Granthas, like all of you. So Jnani knows this mixture. Whoever knows this mixture is called Jnani. Whoever is a Jnani is a Muktaha. Since you all know this mixture, you are all called Jnanis. Since you are all Jnanis, you are all Muktas. Who says? Guru is telling. But Shishya is not claiming that I am Muktaha, is it? Because Shishya thinks Mukti, Moksha means something else other than this. Ida Mokshama. Ida eppadi Mokshama ahamudiyamana. So for that some more time takes. Even though you have understood clearly the subject, this understanding itself is sufficient. This is the real moksha. You have to understand. That is second understanding. Understanding, there is nothing else is required other than understanding. That is called moksha. Understanding, there is nothing else is required other than understanding is called moksha. Idu puriyarathukku innum konjam understanding venum. Then Jnani says, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam available in this Buddhi Upadhina. In Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam functioning as it were through the mediums in Jagrada and Swapna. But in Sushupti Avastha, I am not connected to Upadhi. Upadhi is not functioning actively. That's why after knowledge, Jnani also allows the Ahankara to improve. Ahankara can be improved throughout life. Otherwise, Ahankara will be stagnated. Ahankara improvement is required until this body goes to the tomb. You can do improvement. Better Ahankara. calm, quiet, sweet, chochvit mantra. Chochvit ahankara, pleasant ahankara. So you can improve the ahankara. Previously bad ahankara, now good ahankara. Like that you can improve the ahankara. Jnani does that. Manasa, vacha, karmana, better way you can improve. But Jnani knows that ahankara has got its own limitations. In spite of that, he or she can work for improvement in the ahankara. Nothing wrong. But Jnani stops at ahankara level doing this comparison, comparing with others, and irsha, asuya, all these he removes from that ahankara. Improves ahankara is different thing. Not allowing the ahankara to going negative side, Jnani works for that. No comparison, not worrying about limitations. No, accepting the limitations of ahankara, it is mithya. It has got its own issues. Therefore, Jnani is very clear. Never hook to one body with few limitations. Then what is Jnana? Seeing me, Atma, in every body, in everybody, as the self of all, and accepting the limitations of everyone, every mind, and one's own mind also. See the maturity here. That is called Jnana Phalam. Now look into the mantra sloka. Buddhyadau sati upadhau. Buddhyadau upadhau sati. Buddhi means ahankara. Mind, sense organs, and all these upadhis, when they are there, when they are active, jagrat swapna avasthaya mityartha sati. Tadha asati, when they are not there. Intellect, mind, sense organs, when they are not there, when they are not functioning, in deep sleep, asati. Sushupti avasthayam asati, when sushupti avastha comes, they are not functioning. In deep sleep, our mind, sense organs, intellect, are they functioning? They are not functioning. Asati, sushupti avasthayam. Sati, sati means when they are there, when they are there, jagrat avastha, swapna avastha. Jagrat, swapna, sushupti, in the three states, two states are jagrat and swapna avasthaya, they are active. Now you are looking at me, eyes, intellect is functioning, mind is functioning, so they are active, jagrat avastha. So you know that. That's a buddhyadau upadhau sati. Tadha asati. Really speaking, whether a sense organs, body, upadhi functioning or not, when they are active or not. Sati, satyam, asatyam api. Satyam, asatyam means even in jagrat avastha, svapna avastha, even though they are functioning, upadhis, in deep sleep, even though they are not functioning, really speaking, sakshi chaitanyam is avisheshata. It is nirvisesham only. It is free from attributes. Visheshata nasti avisheshata. Atmanaha jnata yasya. Yasya avisheshata. Which sakshi chaitanyam doesn't have these attributes. Really, atmanaha jnata. Whoever knows. Jnata chet. He knows. Tasya karyam kasam bhavet. What is there for him to do? Tasya naiva krite nartaha nakrite neha kaschana. Where there is nothing to be done or not to be done. There is nothing to be accomplished or not to be accomplished. Nothing is there. Tasya karyam kadham bhavet. How can there be any action to accomplish? Absence or presence of upadhi cannot make any difference in sakshi chaitanyam. Up to here, we saw in the last class, Next shloka we will read. Same idea, why they are not there in Atma Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, in Jnani, why they are not there? Why he is not having anything to do? What is the reason? The reason is given in the next shloka, 31.
Prasanne vimale vyomni prajnanaikarase dvaye utpannatmadhiyo bruta kimanyat karyamishyate.
Prasannaha prasanne vimale vyomni. Atma Chaitanyam is compared to space. Vyoma means space. Vyomni, in that space. In that space like Atma. Ityarthaha. In that space like Atma, which is prasanne, which is very prasannam. Sataha dosha rahitam ityarthaha. There is no defect in it at any time. Defect free ityarthaha prasannaha. Dosha rahite, that is why vimalaha, mala rahitaha, vimale. Prajnana ekarase. Prajnana means pure consciousness. Prajnana ghanam ekarase, which is homogeneous. Ekarase, there are no attributes or anything coming, entering into Atma and going. Sometimes coming and going. There is no coming also, there is no going also. No arrival of anything, no departure of anything. Like into ocean, there are many rivers are entering, then many rivers are again evaporating. Like that into Atma, at the time of creation, some impurities have entered into Atma, at the time of pralaya, impurities have gone. No. At the time of creation also, no impurity can enter the Atma. Impossible. It cannot touch. Can the bulb touch electricity? Can the bulb touch the electricity? It cannot touch the electricity. That which is formless, what is the logic? Why electricity is not touched by the bulb? Question. Patri Mantram. Why electricity is not touched by the bulb? Bulb is not touching the electricity. Big question. Simple. Whatever is formless cannot be touched. Over. Answer. Why space in this hall is not touched by you? It is formless, therefore you cannot touch it. Whatever is formless cannot be touched by anything. Clear? Atma Chaitanyam is also formless. That's why Acharya writes, Yomani. Space like Atma Chaitanyam, consciousness. Prajnana ekarasam, pure consciousness. Ekarasam, that advaye, that non-dual, only one. Advaye, utpanna atmadhyaha. When this jnanam arises in that intellect of a Upadesa Sahasri student. சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ, விழுந்து விழுந்து நோட்ஸ் எழுதி இருக்கோம் இல்லையா? உற்பன்ன, நான் சொல்லல, ஆச்சாரியரே சொல்றாரு பாருங்க. உற்பன்ன ஆத்மதியா, ஆத்மதியா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் காட் ஆத்ம ஜானம் இன் ஹிஸ் இன்டலெக்ட். ஆத்ம ஜானம் கிம் அந்நத் காரியம் இஷ்யதே ப்ரூத, மே யூ டெல் மீ. Some bruta, madhyama purusha, note, bruni dhatu. Tell me, what is there for him to do? You are asking me, koncham panla ame yedavad obstacle sirkame, something let him do. Jnani also let him do. He need not do. Tell me, how can he do? anything at all, because prasannaha vimalaha vyomnivat prajnana ghana ekaras advaye, I am such Atman pure consciousness. What I am lacking, what am I missing, what I have to accomplish? Nothing is there for me to accomplish. When I am in this body, I take myself as lower self, I have umpteen limitations. Now I recognize I am the higher self of all lower selves, not only in this body. I am the higher self of every lower self. In every body, mind, complex, I am there in the form of pure existence, consciousness. And these accomplishments, whatever we accomplish in this world, they are all anityam, temporary, there is no reality at all, they are mithya, anritam. Why I can work for that unreal, material things? Am I going to get satisfaction from them, really speaking? Like dream objects. By dream objects, how much benefit you get? Tell me. By dream objects, the waker is dreaming. How much benefit comes for him? Kuncham? 10%? 20%? 50% or 30% or 20% or 10%? 5%? 1%? Zero. He is not going to get any benefit with that dream. Why? Tell me why. It is unreal. It is unreal. That's why he cannot get. He need not. Will he plan to get from that? Suppose he desires, let me get the benefit of that dream money, lottery. Suppose he thinks like that, how foolish it is. Suppose he desires like that, how foolish it is. Is it not foolishness? Non-existent money, if he desires, it is foolishness. Correct? Every one of you nodding head. Now you have to nod the head. Next also. What is that? A non-existent vyavaharika nama rupa prapancha, from this a jnani can expect anything when it is not there really. That's what Shastra asking us. How can a jnani work for anything? Is there anything to accomplish really? That everything is like second dream. First dream ki thalla attitude nanna. If a second dream of Paidi kuda, eppadi katham saha karyam karoti to achieve something. Kim anyat karyam ishyate, is there anything for him to do? Nothing is there, ityarthaha. There is nothing for him to accomplish. Next shloka. Atmanam sarvabhutastham amitram chatmanopiyah pashyannichatya saununam siti kartum vibhavasun. Now, there is a possible question. You are telling he need not do anything, he is not interested in doing anything because he is Atma, Chaitanyam. Therefore, how can he does any action, how can he do anything, you are telling. There are some obstacles for him, at least to stop those obstacles, obstructions, he can do that. There are certain obstacles or obstructions to avoid. He is not, he need not do anything to get. Okay, he need not desirous of anything, therefore he need not do anything. Let him do something to avoid, to get something, he need not do because he is a truptaha, satisfied, no desire. Let us see whether there are certain things which are not interest, which are not favorable to him. He can do something for them to stop some obstacles, certain things which are not favorable. He can do something to stop them. for that Acharya is telling that also is not there. Amitram, there is no enemy at all for a jnani. Just like, I will tell you example, then you can understand. The example is not there in the shloka, but you can understand. Pot cannot obstruct the clay. This pot cannot obstruct the clay. Wave cannot obstruct the water. Water cannot be obstructed by the wave. Clay cannot be obstructed by the pot. Cloth cannot obstruct the, it cannot be an obstacle or obstructing the cloth. Cloth cannot obstruct the thread. Furniture cannot obstruct the wood. Or wood cannot be obstructed by the furniture. Furniture cannot play an obstacle role against to the wood. Pot cannot play the obstructing role as an obstacle against to the clay. Wave cannot function as an obstacle to obstruct the water. Enough examples. Similarly, anatma in this whole world cannot play an obstacle role against to atma. கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டம் தான். என்ன, பாட் கேனாட் பிளே த ஆப்டிக்கல் டு கிளே. வை கிளே இஸ் பாட், பாட் இஸ் கிளே. கர்த்ரு கர்ம விரோதா, தேர் ஆர் டூ திங்ஸ் விரோதா கேன் கம். ஆப்டிக்கல் இஸ் பாசிபிள், அப்டிரக்ஷன் இஸ் பாசிபிள் வென் தேர் ஆர் டூ திங்ஸ். ஆர் தேர் டூ திங்ஸ்? தேர் ஆர் நோ டூ திங்ஸ், ஓன்லி ஒன் திங். One is obstacle, another is obstructed by. அப்படி வரணும்னா ரெண்டு இருக்கணும் அப்பா. கிளே பாட் காரணமேவ காரியம் ரூபேண அஸ்தி, காரியமேவ காரணம். காரிய காரணம் இஸ் நாட் த செப்பரேட். கிளியர்? ஒன்லி ஒன். வென் தெர் இஸ் ஒன், ஹூ இஸ் அப்ட்ரக்டிங் ஹூம் நவ்? ஹூ இஸ் அப்ட்ரக்டிங் ஹூம்? வேவ் இஸ் வாட்டர். ஹவு வேவ் கேன் அப்ட்ரக்ட் த வாட்டர்? Where is wave? Water is there. Only one padartha is there. Thread alone is the padartha. There is no cloth at all. There is no second thing called cloth. Therefore, it cannot obstruct. Similarly, atma obstructing, atma obstructed by anatma, or anatma obstructing atma is not possible. What you are seeing, anatma, entire universe is only karyam. Atma is karanam. Karyam doesn't exist separate from karanam. From the cause, effect is not there separate from that separately. It doesn't have its own substantiality, existentiality. Independent existence is not there. Hai hi nai. Idu gnapam vechukonga. Hai hi nai. It is not there. When there are no two entities, anatma angra oru porul irundhaane obstruction. Amitram, amitram means who is enemy like, which is an obstacle. Atma alone is there. Naan alone, myself alone am there really. There is no second real thing to obstruct me. Now look into the shloka. You can understand, you try to understand. Okay. There is no second thing removing obstacle or papa nivritti. Here amitra means papa. Papa nivritti. Atmanam anvaya you have to do from the back. Yaha sarvabhutastham atmanam atmanaha amitram pashyan. Sarvabhutastham atmanam. Whoever sees that Atma in everyone, Sarva Bhutastham Atmanam, this Atma is in everyone. Suppose anyone sees Amitram Pashyan, not knowing that everyone is self only, suppose he sees Amitram, it is like making the fire cold. Is trying to making the fire cold. Is it possible to make the fire cold? Look into the second line. Siti kartum vibhavasum noonam. It is looking like vibhavasum siti kartum. It is like trying to make the fire as a cold. If any person trying to make the fire cold, how foolish it is. We laugh at him. Is it not? We laugh at him. Similarly, if anyone tries to remove the obstacles, papa nivritti, I want to remove my papa, because papa is obstacle, no? I have sanchita karma, I have to wash off sanchita karma, I have to remove my papa, I want to remove all my obstacles. It is just like trying to make the fire cold. You can never make it cold. Why? Fire is that its svabhava, swarupa, nature is always heat only. Ushnata is its nature. Once you try to make it cold, which is not possible, that agnitvam will go away. The moment ushnatvam you take out, agnitvam will go away. Like that here also, the moment a person trying to remove the papa, purva janma, papam, I want to remove Sanchita Papa, Agami Papa, so many papams I have done. Enna papam panditanu? I want to remove. For that sake, this doing this, that and all. Really speaking, you are not the body-mind complex which is unreal. That can never have any Sanchita Agami at all. It is mithya. This pot can have any punya papa. Tell me, pot cannot have. Why? Pot is not there. Where is the question of punya papa? Similarly, body mind complex is not there really. You are thinking they are there. Mind is there. Janmas are there. Previous janma, papa, janma, 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 papa. Anadi, avidya, mayaya. So many janma janmas coming. Idella or kadai. Nijama illai. Nijam illai. Kadai enna. So these are all Sanchita is there, Agami is there, Papa is there, I want to remove. This is because of ignorance. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na tirtham, na veda, na yajna. In body, mind, complex, mithya, nama, rupa, bundle of chemicals, inert body cannot have any papa. Pure consciousness cannot have any papa, amitram, obstacle. Then who is going to remove papa for whom? Tell me. Who is going to remove papa for whom? Look into the mantra, loka. Atmanam sarvabhutastham atmanaha api yaha amitram pashyan. Amitram pashyan, if he sees like that, it is like asau ichchan, pashyan ichchan. It is like siti kartam vibhavasum ichchati asau. It is like making the fire into the form of cold condition. Adi nadakkada karyam, idi nadakkada karyam. Mudiyadu, nadakkadu. It is impossible. You need not do that. Okay. Next shloka in the next page. So atma is free from punya papa. My then why Veda talks about punyam papam and you have to do lot of prayachitta dosham and all, you know, in the kalahasti and all they go and all doshas to removal. Kalahasti has become so popular, lakhs and lakhs of people sit there. And lines, and I am sitting very near Swamini. I have got such, because of your grace, they say like that. Ponnu kalyanam nadakkanum, payyanukku job kadikkanum, poi andha edhavadhu dosham irundha pogum solli kalahasti poi pooja. And while sitting, rows and two rows they are sitting, Swami is sitting here. And lakhs of people are sitting, and this student is sitting near the Swami. Because of your grace only, Swami, I sat there. then Bhagavan has to bless me. Then I say, really wonderful, you have got a very good opportunity. What a blessing Bhagavan has blessed me. I have to tell what to do. For the student's sake, I have to say, it takes so much time. They appreciate Swamini. They appreciate Swamini's teaching. And they appreciate the Upanishad Gita also. But it's not so easy to accept Aham Brahma Asmi. It takes years, decades. Sometimes janmas also. But janmas need not required. Now here itself you are Brahman and Cholro. And that ajnanam is so powerful. So just you have to remove that ajnanam. How to remove ajnanam? Give up attachment for all these worldly things, relations, people. You need not run away from them. Develop viveka. I don't want to occupy my mind with these anatma matters. Maya, mohini, powerfully attracts. Sorry, paakalam, all the best. Let us wait and see, inner. Next sloka, 33. Prajna prananu karyatma. Chaye vakshadi gocharah. Jayati veti choktohi. Shuddho mukta svatohi sah. Prajna prana anukaryatma. Acharya, remembering the mantra, dhyayativa lelayativa. We saw previously in Bundaka Upanishad also, two classes before only we saw, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, dhyayativa lelayativa. That only Acharya recollects here. Prajna prana anukaryatma. You see the second line first. Saha svataha muktaha suddhaha muktaha. Saha atma chaitanyam jnani knows that the bimba chaitanyam and the pratibimba chaitanyam, the shravana, manana, nididhyasanam, these are all vyavaharikam. Everything is vyavaharikam only. By the ahankara, it has to recognize that svataha shuddhaha, I am basically pure, muktaha, liberated, but prajna prananu karyatma, because of this pratibimba chaitanyam, reflected consciousness, just like chaya akshadi gocharaha. When the sun is reflecting in the water, water is moving, sun reflection also moves, as it were. Sun is moving, sun is not moving, sun reflection moves. Similarly, moon also you see in the water where there are ripples, moon appears as though moving. Really, moon is also not moving. Moon is also not moving. But it appears as though moving. Similarly, Atma Chaitanyam also, in the mind, Prajna, Ahankara, in the Prana, as though breathing. Because Prana is the medium, in that Chidabhasa, Chit is reflecting as Chidabhasa, the breathing is going on. Breathing is going on, movement is going on, respiration movement is going on because of pratibimba chaitanyam in the prana, subtle medium. Instead of saying this body, in the subtle body is breathing, instead of saying that, what do you say? I am breathing. I means here, chit cannot breathe, chit need not breathe. Chidabhasa cannot breathe. Then who is breathing? Lelayativa, moving. You are moving now. See, this body is moving. Body is moving and mind is also moving. Mind is moving, body is moving because of Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness. What you have to say really? I am Bimba Chaitanyam. Because of my presence, Pratibimba Chaitanyam is formed in the mind. Therefore, mind moves as it were. I have to say like that. Mind is doing meditation now. Dhyanam it is doing. Dhyayati eva. Mind is doing meditation because of my blessing of Pratibimba Chaitanya. Ippidi solla mato. I am meditating ani solla. Now, are you ahankara? Pratibimba Chaitanyam are aham atma chaitanyam. I am the atma chaitanyam only. Then you are not meditating. You are not moving. You are as though moving, you are as though meditating. Prajna prana. The prajna means this ahankara, RM, reflecting medium. Two RMs are there, two reflecting mediums. Mind is one medium, body is another medium. Medium one, medium number two. Prana, anukaryatma, anukari, that reflection of the sun, it is anukari of the water's movement. Anukari means here, the reflecting sun follows the movement of the waters. Clear? That is why the reflection moves. Because it is following the movement of the waters. Anukari. Here, prana and prajna, the buddhi, ahankara, is a medium. Because of that medium, the chidabhasa, lower eye also, as though meditating, because you are taking lower eye as yourself. I am meditating, I am walking, I am talking, I am moving. The I am moving is not real. Chaya, it is an image. First line, second half. Chaya eva akshadi gocharaha. Akshadi means sense organs. Chaya, image, in the mirror. Mirror is moving. Your face is, image is there in that mirror. When the mirror is moving, your reflected face also moves or not? Along with the mirror. You are here, you are seeing the mirror, reflecting face, and you are moving the mirror, your reflecting face also moves or not? Moves. Do you say, I am moving? You won't say, I am moving. Similarly, here also, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, reflecting in the mind, mind moves. Mind has got worry, mind has got anxiety, mind has got disturbance, distraction, therefore mind does meditation for concentration. But I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, need not require any concentration because there is no distraction. Mirror only has got movement. But I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, original face doesn't have movement. Similarly, I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, doesn't have any movement. Since the mind, prana, they are having the mobile, they are moving, distraction, concentration is there, not there, mind needs concentration, meditation, dhyayati iva, iti cha uptaha, it is said in the Upanishad, chaya iva, originally I am shuddhaha, I am not having any problem of lacking concentration, and the more problem today, I need not do meditation really speaking. If you know your Atma Swarupam, you need not do any sadhana. All sadhanas meant for what? To recognize, I need not do any sadhana. All sadhanas require to know, I don't require any sadhana at all. that is the truth. Aham, Suddhaha, Muktaha, Svataha, they are all Chaya. The movements are all Chaya. But we are taking that Chaya as real, that image as real. That's why problems are also real. Shastra never care for your cry. Your cry is also unreal for Shastra. Because everything is unreal. For you it is ajnanic, it is real. Dream is real for a dreamer in the dream. Is it not? So dreamer is running from the tiger. So dreamer ki dream tiger is real, therefore running. But he need not run when he wakes up. Similarly, here also, this problem, that problem, all these are because of ajnanam. There you have to wake up from the dream. Sleep you have to wake up. Inge ajnanam angar thookam. What sleep you are in? You are means all people. All people are in ajnana nidra. Their nidra is the cause for swapnam, which is not real. It is the cause. Nidra is the cause. Similarly, ajnanam is the cause. Ajnana nidra is the cause for this jagrat swapna. I want to repeat once again. Nidra, our sleep is, can you get dream in waking state? What is the cause for your dream? Tell me first of all. Nidra. But you cannot stay without nidra. You have to go to nidra. Don't compare that. Swamini, I have to go to nidra, sleep. Without nidra, how can I survive? Like that, how can I survive without ajnana nidra? If ajnanam goes away, how can I do interaction with my son? Because I cannot do interaction with my dream objects when I wake up. If that nidra goes away, I don't go for nidra, that dream I can stop, but I cannot stay without nidra. I have to go to nidra. Similarly, here also you are asking me come out of ajnana nidra. Suppose I come out of ajnana nidra, நார்மல் நிதிர இல்லாமலே இருக்க முடியாது. ஆமா, வி கான்ட் சர்வைவ். இது யோசிக்கவே இல்லை நான் வீட்டில், இப்பதான் வருது. வித்தவுட் நித்ரா வி கேனாட் சர்வைவ். இஸ் இட் நாட் கரெக்ட்? சோ நித்ரா இஸ் கம்பல்சரி. நவ் யூ ஆர் கம்பேரிங், சுவாமினி யூ ஆர் கம்பேரிங் அஜ்ஞானம் வித் நித்ரா. வி ஹாவ் டு வேக் அப் ஃப்ரம் தட் அஜ்ஞானம். சப்போஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் அஜ்ஞான நித்ரா, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தட் நித்ரா is not there, I cannot survive. If this ajnana nidra is also not there, I cannot survive. Yena, so ajnanam goes, everything is, there is asatyam. Dream is asatyam. Then this whole world becomes asatyam. Like that dream, I make it unreal when I wake up, and this also become unreal when I wake up to my jnanam sthiti, ajnana nidra. I wake up to my jnanam status. This whole world goes away, my bank balance goes away, my house will go away, my son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, all will disappear now. Don't worry, they will not disappear. That dream disappears, but this dream will not disappear. That's the difference. Dream number one will disappear when you wake up from your sleep. But when you wake up to your jnana swarupam, atma swarupam, this world will not disappear. It continues. Your bank balance also continues. As it is, they continue. But you take out the reality from that and you make use of it. It will not disappear. Don't worry. You also as it is. Your weight also 1 kg kuda korayadu. You are as it is. Don't worry. If I get a jnanam, and the kanavu poyina madri, idu kuda poyidum onna, onnume pogadhu. On the other hand, you can interact in better way after knowledge. It will not disturb you. That is the shuddha, muktaha, saha. Are you muktaha, saha? ஐ ஆம் சொல்லணும். சங்கராச்சாரியர் சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் தட் முக்தஹா. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா ஹி சேஸ் தட் 34.
அப்ராணஸ்ய மனஸ்கஸ்ய ததா சம்சர்கினோ த்ருஷே யோமவத்யாபினோ ஹ்யஸ்ய கதம் காரியம் பவேத் மம.
Now see Acharya, I am that Atma who is like space-like Atma, asam sarginaha drishehe. I am asam sargi. I am not having sangha at all like space. Don't say Atma is pure, Atma is ever liberated. I am Atma, I am ever liberated, I am pure. You have to convert into first person. Third person தெரிஞ்சுட்டே இருக்கலாம். தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் சோ பியூர், தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் சோ, தட் பிரம்மன் யூ ஆர் தி ஆத்மா. சோ யூ ஹாவ் டு சே அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி. ஹி சேஸ் மம கதம் காரியம் பவேத். ஃபார் மீ இஸ் தேர் எனி காரியம் டு டூ? ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? வியோமவத் வியாபினஹா மம. ஐ ஆம் பர்வேடிங் லைக் வியோமா. வியோமா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ். I pervade like space. I the Atma, Mundaka 212, which we have completed. Same mantra. Apranaha amanaskasya. Apranasya amanaskasya. Ipada complete panditam. See how Mundaka Upanishad Bhashyam and Upadesha Sahasri going hand in hand. Beautiful. That is the blessing. Acharya's blessing. அப்ராணஸ்ய ஐ ஆம் பிராணரஹிதா. அப்ராண அமனஸ்கா, ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி மைண்ட். ததா அசம்சர்கிணா, ஐ ஆம் சம்சர்கரஹிதா. டு சச் மீ இஸ் தர் எனி திங் டு டூ? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ கேனாட் டூ, தென் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ டூயிங்? திஸ் அன்ரியல் ரோல் பிளேயர் லோவர் ஐ அஹங்கார டூயிங். In waking, you are saying this is real. In dream, you are sleeping there and you are walking in the dream. You are dreaming. Who is walking? This body is lying down here. Who is walking? Is that person walking person is real? Is there a person really to walk? Same way here also. Since you are giving reality to this Nama Rupa, it is a bundle. Mixture of chemicals. That is why copper copper கொஞ்சம் இருக்க, அந்த காப்பர்ல தண்ணி ஊத்தி சாப்பிட இந்த காப்பர் ஜாஸ்தி ஆயிடுமா? காப்பர் ஜாஸ்தி ஆகக்கூடாது, கம்மி ஆகக்கூடாது. All metals are there in this body. All metals. Magnesium is there, carbon is there, iron is there. So many metals are there. Metallic. அதுக்கு டங் டங் மெட்டாலிக் ஒரு மெட்டீரியல், தட்ஸ் மேட்டர். தேர்ஃபோர் டசன்ட் மேட்டர். ஓகே. அப்ராண அமனஸ்கஸ்ய ததா அசம்சர்கிணா த்ருஷேஹி. த்ருஷி மீன்ஸ் சாட்சி சைதன்யம். த்ருஷேஹி டு சச் மீ ரிலேஷன்லெஸ் சைதன்ய ஸ்வரூபஹ. த்ருஷி மீன்ஸ் சைதன்ய ஸ்வரூபம். Who is relationless? Asamsargi means relationless. Amanaskaha means mindless. Therefore, watch your mind. Watch your mind. It is having lot of problems. Oh, kashtama irka paavam. This is why neighborization. Paramarthananda Swami says neighborization. Pakka vittla edhaadu problem in the neighbor's house. Oh, appadiya. Aludha. Similarly, you sit and watch your mind. Today mind is having priya vritti, moda vritti, pramoda vritti. Similarly, sorrow, dukkham also is there. Paava, innikku ipdi irukkiya? Okay, take, bear it. You have to endure. You have to endure. Objectify your mind. Don't try struggle with that mind. If it is having depressed negative ideas, வாட்ச் தட் மைண்ட். அவன் இவன ரொம்ப மோசமா இருக்கேன், இப்படி உள்டா போட்டிருக்கேன், இது பாருங்க இப்படி போட்டுட்டாங்க, அப்படி பார்த்துட்டு இருக்க மனசு. இட்ஸ் கோயிங் மைண்ட் லைக் தட், வாட்சிங் த மைண்ட், லுக் இன் த மைண்ட். வேறவர் எத்த எத்த மனோயாதி தத்திர தத்திர சமாதயா, wherever the mind goes, let it go, but you don't go with that mind. What it is going, watch, watch and watch. You cannot stop it. You need not stop it. It is its nature. That is the sthiti. Therefore, I don't require samadhi abhyasa also. And chola porar. Adida. Next shloka, he says, we will read.
Asamadhim na pashyami. நிர்விகாரஸ்ய சர்வதா ப்ரஹ்மணோ மே விசுத்தஸ்ய சோத்யம் நான்யத் விபாப்மனஹ. சோத்யம் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டு பி ரிமூவ்ட், ந அன்யத் விபாப்மனஹ. அயம் விபாபஹ, பாபரஹிதஹ. தேர் இஸ் நோ இம்பியூரிட்டி டு ரிமூவ் ஃப்ரம் மீ. தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ நீட் நாட் டு எனி சமாதி அபியாசன. தேர் இஸ் நோ டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன், தேர் இஸ் நோ எனி பாபா, ஐ நீட் நாட் டு எனி சமாதி அபியாச. ந பஷ்யாமி நிர்விகாரஸ்ய, ஐ ஆம் நிர்விகாரஹ, சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், ஆல் த டைம் சேம். No vikara, shadvikaras are not there. Asti jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyate. All are belong to this body mind complex. I am free, nirvikarasya, venana, sarvada. You know also, in this class also, ama, now also. Sarvada, na pashyami, asamadhim, distraction I will never see. Asamadhi means what? Non-integration or distraction or restlessness, I am not seeing at all. It is not there for me. Mind is having problem, therefore I am not the mind. Therefore I need not do anything. Mind has got problem. Brahmanaha me vishuddhasya. Pure Brahman I am for me. Na anyat shodhyam. There is no need of any purification required for me. There is no papa at all, there is no impurity at all, therefore there is no distraction, there is no any disturbance. Is it required for meditation now? Tell me. What sadhana is required? No sadhaka. Where is the question of sadhana? No sadhana, no sadhaka. Why? Because there is no sadhyam. There is nothing, any goal, destination to accomplish. Then vendada panna pore, what you are going to do? I don't do anything. I watch the body mind when whatever it is doing. I am not disturbed. Therefore, who am I? I am pure Atma Chaitanyam. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.